This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do it! You are in the loop, Sports Radio 610. I just had to find another explanation.
I like when you do that.
I felt like I was leaning too much on one as opposed to others. Lean a lot on these fine fellas, John Lopez and Figgy Fig. I'm Reginald Atatula, getting you going on a Tuesday. And lots of things popping, but it's real chill when it comes to your Texans. 5-1, got a big victory. Everything's happy around these parts for the most part. There's some questions that we'll get into those things as things go along. A little defensive tackle swap. Some talk about who indeed is the best quarterback you'll face this year, but nothing as scandalous and spectacular as some of the things that we're seeing elsewhere around the NFL. Always getting involved in the program. Mm-hmm. The YouTube and the Twitch are both available for you. YouTube is Sports Radio 610. Twitch is 610 Houston. Get involved. Talk with your fellow listener, your fellow Sports Radio 610 listener. Great folks that we have that enjoy the program. But then also get involved with us on the show. Texting into the text line 713-572-4610. Where, hey, if you haven't heard, if you've been living under a rock, Davante Adams was not very happy in Las Vegas.
He had that bad hamstring, though.
You know what? That's right. My bad. I forgot. It wasn't about him being unhappy. You know, he just had a little bit of injury that popped up that he couldn't play. We'll see how healthy he is now that he is actually going to become a member of the New York Jets, rejoin with his former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, after they got they lost last night in what was a comical game. I feel like prime time.
Ugly game.
It was ugly, but it was funny if you were not involved with either of those teams. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like primetime division games almost have an edict by the league that they have to be comical in that way.
Yeah.
But Davante Adams will parachute in and try to rescue the Jets, who are have all sorts of turmoil that has been covered in a big way. But Davante Adams will join the Jets. Mm-hmm. It is for a conditional third round pick, what you've said.
Yeah, and it could be a second if he's all pro first or second team. Or he's on the active roster for the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl. So pretty high standard there, but still, it looks like it'll be a third round pick.
And of course, I think the reason why you get that particular compensation is because the Raiders seemingly will carry none of the money. All that money will transfer over to the Jets when it comes to, I guess, on the prorated situation, like whatever is left of his contract. The Jets will pay the entirety of that. I imagine they feel okay with that because
why not?
They're in such turmoil. Yeah. They got to see if they can find something, and they're not going to... they're probably not going to pick up additional years, so I guess we'll figure out down the road. But really the big thing about it, because here I am just talking about the Jets in Houston. This is your opponent in 2 weeks. You will face off against the New York Jets on Halloween night, Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime. And so what does this change about the Halloween matchup? What does this change? What does this fix for the Jets, or does it fix the Jets? What does it mean for the Raiders? All those things up in the air here as Davante Adams officially gets a deal that sends him to the Jets.
Well, this game kind of, I'm not trying to be dramatic here. You guys know I'm not that. I just tell you what I think. It does scare me a little bit, that game, all of a sudden. And the reasons are obvious. First of all, number one, Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers backs up against the wall. They are still in that division race. By the way, it's not a very strong division, so they're in it. They could have used a win yesterday, but as you mentioned, that was a nasty game for them. But it's a Thursday night game in New York. So you're not only having a short week, you're traveling to New York. Their last experience in New York was not a good one. Figgy and I were there in the rain. And so... Yeah, that game gets a little scarier for me. It really does.
Yeah, I think the fellas on the morning show were mentioning this, is that clearly the benefit of this is, one, you can always talk about the relationship that Devontae has with Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. and I think they can get to the more advanced levels of what an offense with Aaron Rodgers looks like, because he has all these secret signs. I know the Kalen Kaler.
He can get him with a look.
Yeah, has talked about how he has these audibles that he doesn't mm-hmm. even really teach his wide receivers. He just expects you to learn and pick up on, which is an asinine way of going about things.
Aaron
but
Rodgers.
Ultimately, it works for them.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams is probably a PhD level in that type of stuff.
Yes.
You drop him into this, and that is a unique relationship. But then also, they go from having probably one dominant wide receiver to having two dominant wide receivers. Mm-hmm. And remind me again, when it comes to injuries on this team and things that you're dealing with, what is one of those places that's concerns?
That would be cornerback.
Yeah. So I think that does add an additional challenge that the Jets will pose mm-hmm. against this Texans team come Halloween. Now, hopefully there's a level of positive information that we continue to get on Kamari and the rest of this secondary, obviously Jimmy Ward, those types of guys. But even then, I think that there is a little susceptibility in this defensive backfield that you would have to then be hoping that your front line kind of helps compensate for, because you're adding another really, really difficult player to corral for that Halloween game.
Well, and the other part is, you know, there is one report out there about Lassiter perhaps being a longer-term deal. That is problematic when you have Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams. And, oh, by the way, it's on the other side of the ball, but it's hugely significant. Nico Collins won't be back until the next week against the Lions. So it is for me, it's like, okay, that just got really, because I was pretty much, not definitely, chalking up that one as a win.
Really?
You know, yeah, because I think by then they'll with no Devontae Adams and maybe no momentum, if they get any in the next couple of weeks, they might be in train wreck position. Their new head coach doesn't know how to coach penalties. and he is an interim coach. So I was actually feeling pretty good about it. And then all of a sudden it changes in the blink of an eye.
Well, I do wonder if, as you progress further away from the Jets parting with Robert Saleh and Jeff Ulbricht, mm-hmm. his tenure, further into his tenure as the interim, if that would help them get a little bit better. Because defensively last night, they were all over the place. You mentioned they were kind of not disciplined in some ways as they lost 23-20 to the Bills. And I did wonder if defensively that did not look as good because of what one of the things that we talked about earlier, which is Ulbricht was the defense coordinator. Mm-hmm. I think that he was I don't know whether he was calling plays or not. I honestly don't recall. But within that, he now has to call plays, whether he was doing that or not, but also having to manage a game as a head coach.
Yeah.
That's not something that's easy, particularly if you haven't done it before.
In the middle of a season.
Right, in the midst of a season, there's not a bye week for him to like kind of get a mm-hmm. feel for it. He was dropped in, they did this on Tuesday, right? So he didn't get the benefit of Monday being at the helm of things. They had to go very quickly into practice and getting themselves ready for what's happening with all of this. This is a tough situation for him. So I do wonder if he finds a little bit of equilibrium mm-hmm. in balancing those things.
Well, this helps.
Over the next couple of weeks. And, hey, I can manage the team mm-hmm. Now that I have a little bit more time doing it and still call the defense to where maybe their defense finds their footing again, because they didn't look very good defensively.
No, like I said, in the blink of an eye, it all changes, which is kind of life in the NFL when these things happen. Look, it stands to reason that now he's going to get his feet under him a little bit. I think it's not nearly as much of a factor as all of a sudden having Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams. And who knows if you know what the status is going to be with Lassiter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Raiders are cooked, right?
Raiders are hooked big time. No, they're done. I mean, they were already, weren't they?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That's fair enough. Because, like, who do they have?
Who was their quarterback?
Yeah. That's a great question, Fig. I don't know who. You might be the quarterback if you really want to be out there. The Raiders officially let go of him, Devontae Adams. They probably should have made this move earlier, though. Like, that felt like a team that was trying to do some level of competition that they had no business doing as well. And Antonio Pierce, good luck with that. But, yeah, the Jets add Devontae Adams. And that is an opponent that you have coming up. It was kind of funny because watching this game, sometimes you watch these games, and a lot of times, in fact, I should say, you watch these games with an eye on what they mean for the local team, for the hometown squad. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, watching that game, I was like, man, you already faced the Bills. I would like it if you were still coming up on the Bills at some point as well, still, like, watching that.
Last night, you mean?
Yeah. Neither of these teams looked particularly good. And you mentioned the penalties. How much of that do you put on each of these teams? Is it over 200 yards of penalties?
I think the Jets had 11, and it was over 200 yards.
Like a ref show.
I was just about to say.
No.
It felt as if this was one of those where they were just calling everything anyway. And we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers about that in just a little bit because he made quite the reference. It felt like it was going to go that way anyway. But some of those were just dumb, man. Some of those, it was an ugly game.
Very, very ugly game that happened. Aaron Rodgers did throw for 294, two touchdowns, an interception in the course of it. Josh Allen, 215, two touchdowns, solid. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to pretend like he was bad. But, yeah, that very much
had that Hail Mary, too.
Man, how does Aaron Rodgers do this?
Luck.
You think it's, I don't know if it's luck. He does this way too frequently for
No, he's really good at it, but maybe he's really good at the ball bouncing his way. I mean, it's just like some of them. Well, first of all, you have to have the arm strength. They have to have the right, people out there. But for different teams to do it like that and the ball bouncing just right to fall into his receiver's hands, come on. That's just one of those knacks that you have that's maybe a little bit of luck. I'd take it.
In that instance, you absolutely need it. Somebody you mentioned on the text line, again, always get involved. Jets would have won if they did not miss those two kicks. Yeah, both these teams were missing kicks consistently. How does that make you feel about Kaimi? Like, I understand that he had the miss, and you were talking about yesterday the idea of, hey, let's not make that a habit. I think the reminder sometimes that kicking in the NFL is not as automatic as sometimes we want it to be, especially as a lot of people I saw during the course of this game started sending jokes, although some people I do wonder how much it was jokingly, that like kickers are not people and all of these things. Like sometimes we get into those space where kickers are not actually football players and you only have one job, so you should make it. But how do you then feel? Does this at all recontextualize Kaimi for you?
No, look, I have a world of confidence in Kaimi Fairbairn. Don't get me wrong. All I'm saying is you don't want these things. The thing about kicking is it's such a mental game. That once it starts spiraling out of control, it tends to continue to do that for a while, if not until you get to a new spot. So that's all I'm saying is, like, let's slam a couple 56, 57 yarders through the uprights to get back on track here is what I'm saying.
I very much tried to appreciate, or maybe I just generally try to appreciate when somebody, when you have a situation like that, because I was like, ooh, yeah, I forget that. It can go downhill really south with some of these kickers. And so, yeah, I just appreciate, again, how relatively consistent, comparatively to the rest of the league, Kaimi has been in the course of this. The Jets did not really, 149 yards rushing. Ray Davis kind of had some fun doing that. Does that give you any little level of encouragement against this Jets team? And again, I know they didn't play particularly well here. I have kind of hypothesized that maybe they get themselves a little bit together. But considering Joe Mixon is back and the ways that the offense looked running the football against the Patriots, do you then kind of add two and two together and say maybe you'll be able to tote the ball pretty well against the Jets?
Oh, for sure. Especially given what they've done and have found with Damian Pierce. My thing with the Jets is before this happened this morning, they were a team that had already fired a coach, in disarray in a lot of ways, sort of searching for answers.
Yeah.
They had the Hassan Reddick thing. By the way, they've granted permission for him to seek a trade.
Didn't even get into that part.
Yeah, so, they were a team in disarray. And maybe I'm just sort of getting full of myself here, but I was counting that as a win. I think this kind of changes everything, as I mentioned earlier, and I feel like, if they get their legs under them a little bit, that might be on national television at home against the contending team against the Texans. That's going to be one where they can rally.
Yeah. from the 713. Love seeing Aaron Rodgers fail. His snarky prima donna attitude is so annoying. How much of that, like, do you also exist in? Because one of the things is Aaron Rodgers also sometimes, well, petulant is a word that comes to mind.
Yeah.
And in sometimes where you're dealing with a child that might be petulant, all right, well, I will appease them. And I feel like that's some of what Devontae Adams is. I think they're trying to speak to some of the things that's exactly what that is. Do you think that stops him from being petulant? I think that's ultimately what I'm trying to get at. Yeah. It's like, does this fix whatever is awry with them?
No. It's going to be with him
in particular.
It's going to be something else all of a sudden. And I'm not in a place where I want to see Aaron Rodgers fail. To me, he's an eye roll. Like, he's just like, oh, brother, here he goes on something else now. It's just one of those things where he's one of those guys that is a very smart person, but doesn't recognize that anyone else is smart.
Oh, I hate that.
That's what Tom Herman was. They mentioned Tom Herman was. He was an extremely smart person.
Mensa man.
Yeah.
As I like to call him.
Mensa man. But he didn't acknowledge that anybody else could possibly be smart or as smart as him. That's what Aaron Rodgers is. Like, he's such a deep thinker. Sure. If you're telling me you're a deep thinker and you're giving me all these examples, you're probably petulant, as you said, and something of an eye roll.
So, yeah.
For me.
Again, the Raiders finalizing a deal to trade Devontae Adams to the Jets. I imagine, we'll see if he's able to play in a couple weeks. You know, he is dealing with a hamstring.
Yeah, he's got to get that hammy. He's got to get that hammy well. Although I did see him running into the building this morning. He's already in the building. Like, don't tell me that Aaron Rodgers, you know he's going to be asked about it. And he's going to be, oh, you know.
What, on McAfee?
Is that today? Tomorrow. I think.
I have no idea.
I just work here.
I'll keep a winner.
I just found out when y'all found out.
That's exactly what he's going to say. I found out when y'all found out. Dude is in the building today. He was probably spending the night at Aaron Rodgers' house.
I bet. That's exactly something I thought earlier.
Yeah, he was probably at his house.
Yeah, so it'll be.
To kind of keep it on the down low.
That's right. Raiders will get a conditional third round pick that could turn into a second round pick if some all pros come through for Devontae Adams, and the Jets will take all of that money on.
Yeah.
So shout out to the Jets getting a loss, but ultimately getting their guy and wide receiver Devontae Adams. 713, Aaron Rodgers does have power, unlike what he claimed last game, but he's still the problem. And we'll see what that looks like, because again, that is somewhere that you will be. Where we saw Monday Night Football, the Texans will be there in just a couple of weeks. It'll be the 31st of October, that is Halloween night, and it'll be spooky, hopefully, for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. As somebody was mentioning, he's old and can't move, and that might be an opportunity for a continual teeing off between Danielle and Will Anderson. A junior.
So no, yeah. He's not what he once was, but he's still very, very, very good by any account.
Now, of course, that's for later, right? Like, that's a couple of weeks. You still have a road trip to the Packers here shortly. But somebody said, now you can stop crying. Good luck with that.
I've got a question for you and Figgy.
Okay.
You just reminded me.
Sure.
Because I keep the schedule in front of me. And I'm always playing that game.
Honestly, I should do the same.
In my mind. So I was thinking today, is it safe to assume the Texans are going to win three of their next four division games?
Oh, we're playing schedule game?
No, because here's
division games. Okay.
Gotcha. Because after this, after Green Bay, they have Indianapolis.
Yeah, the Colts in there. Yeah.
They have the Indianapolis.
At home.
Then they have Tennessee at home, and then at Jacksonville, which is a complete bleep show. So that could be three division wins right there, and then they end the season at Tennessee. Who knows if they're going to be checked out?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So is it safe to say they can win three of their next four?
Can, absolutely.
Or will win three of the next four division games.
I still feel good about that. I think you're coming up on some questions where I know Nico is probably not going to be active for that Colts game.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like you have all the things that you need, plus the Colts can't stop the run. That's probably the biggest test within these teams.
Yeah.
And I feel like you'll probably be able to handle up on them in a couple of weeks.
Figgy?
So, yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
They're going to win three of the next four division games.
I'd put that. Yeah. Money on that.
And that's saying a lot, too.
Well, here's where I'm going with that. That's eight wins.
That's eight wins there.
So, they only have seven other games. I believe it's seven other games. If you win four of those, you're at 12, brother. You got 12 wins.
I like what we're doing here.
You know what I mean?
I like it a lot.
If you just go 4-3, I got it right in front of me. Green Bay, Jets, Lions, Cowboys, Dolphins, Chiefs, and Baltimore. Yeah, seven games. If you go 4-3 there, you got 12 wins.
I like what we're doing here.
right?
Yeah.
That puts you way up there.
Yeah, that puts you maybe right up there at the top of the AFC, depending. Yeah. So, especially as we talked about with Ron yesterday, it doesn't feel like there's any particular great team in the league right now. You might be standing damn near atop the mountaintop by the time you get there. So,
And I think 12 is their franchise record for wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it again. Why not?
Let's get 13. Screw it. Why are we here?
All right, go 5-2. You're at 13. Hey.
Let's do it. So there you go. We're getting ready for, well, not getting ready for anything right now. Getting ready for this next segment here in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Danico Autry back, baby.
That's
Danico
the good news.
Autry is returning. And apparently we had to swap. Somebody made a deal with the devil or whatever. Mario Edwards. Finds a suspension. What the hell is happening there? We'll discuss it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.